What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, get your drinks ready. Hope you're sitting down to enjoy this one, because this is going to be a barn burner. Trust me. Now, this article was sent to me by Thy Staff, and it was published on the 6th of February. Judge hands down maximum sentence to Air Force Major who admitted to terminating his wife and later beating her remains with a claw hammer. You heard that right, gentlemen, but I know the question that you just asked. Why would a military man put on the mask with such ferocity? Oh, I'm going to tell you later. A Texas judge handed down the maximum sentence to a 43-year-old Air Force major convicted of brutally terminating his 29-year-old wife and later mutilating her body. San Antonio District Court Judge Frank Castro on Monday sentenced Andre McDonald to serve 20 years in prison for beating Andreen McDonald to death in 2019, then lighting her remains on fire and beating her body with a claw hammer. Yes, gentlemen, you already know. That was some intense rage. But we're going to get to why he decided that she became the bane of his life and why he decided to take matters into his own hands. Following a 2-week trial, a Bexar County jury on Friday shocked trial watchers in finding McDonald not guilty on one count of deletion in his wife's death. However, he was found guilty on the lesser charge of manslaughter. Talk about getting a somewhat better deal. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Prior to handing down the sentence, Judge Castro laid into McDonald, saying that he did not appear to show any emotion or regret during the duration of the trial. Gentlemen, when I get into the specifics of why this man put the mask on, why would he show any emotion? Now, of course, this is the judge trying to white knight from the bench. As previously reported by Law and Crime, McDonald testified that he acted in self-defense when an argument about money and infidelity turned physical, resulting in Andreen's death. Wow. Either one of those two reasons could cause a man to put the mask on. However, we have a dual situation. Oh, yeah. Quote, unquote, it's not every day you find out your wife is ripping you off, McDonald said in a Bexar County court. The ill feelings that resulted from that discovery, he added, were particularly bitter because he had also recently learned that Andreen McDonald was talking to an old boyfriend in the couple's home country of Jamaica. So he said he left and went to a nearby park to cool down and listen to music until past midnight. On March 1st, 2019, the defendant said he returned home and was heading to the master bedroom when he unexpectedly saw his wife sitting alone in the living room. The discovery, he told jurors, prompted him to tell her he would file for divorce the next day. Unlike a prior divorce threat, he would go through with it this time. Quick pause. Gentlemen, never make idle threats in your relationship. Never give ultimatums. Once you think it's time to end said relationship, do it right then. If you're married and your marriage is going bad, sit your wife down and say, hey, you know what? This is not working. Whatever price I need to pay, I'm going to pay it so I can finally have a peace of mind. Whatever you're doing, I don't care. Let's try to make this as painless as possible, even though we know she's going to try to make it as painful as possible. But back to the original point, don't make idle threats in your relationship. Once you get to that point, just go ahead and cut the chain, pay whatever price you need to go, and just go. In turn, McDonald said his wife cursed him in Jamaican patois, telling him to go perform oral sex on his mother and calling him a term that refers to a homosexual. Whoa! Talk about being reckless with your mouth. God damn! Both of these curses, he testified, would be considered fighting words to many in Jamaica. Yeah. Telling somebody to go do something sexual with their mother, that's an insult that there is no coming back from. No. After clarifying what she meant, the defendant said he tried to retreat to the master bedroom, but his wife followed him there. Ladies, I'm going to go into a real tirade about this particular situation. McDonald said he made a comment about splitting up the business in the divorce, which incensed his wife further. Something else you shouldn't do, gentlemen. Don't go into business with your wife. It may sound like a good idea, but when shit goes south, that business is going to be blown up. He reportedly insisted that his efforts to de-escalate the situation went nowhere as the patois insults continued, and that eventually Andrine McDonald spit in his face. That right there, ladies, is one of the ultimate forms of disrespect to a man. Personally, I don't care who you are. You spit in my face, oh, it is straight to fisticuffs. Period. Point blank. I don't care who's around. And as usual, I keep a blade on me just in case. But yeah, you spit in my face. Yeah, it's on. It is on and popping. At that point, he said he reflexively grabbed her face and the couple's head made contact. Basically, he headbutted the shit out of her. Literally resulting in a cut on her lower face because of the wife being a bit taller than the defendant. Then McDonald told jurors his wife ran into the master bedroom and the bathroom, inspected her face, saw the blood, and quote unquote, got extremely angry. McDonald said his wife then rushed over, attacked him, and began throwing punches. A scuffle ensued, he said, and he intentionally tripped his wife down on the ground. Well, ladies, you deal with military men, you have to understand that we all have basic hand-to-hand combat training. The defendant then told jurors he, quote unquote, landed like a couple of kicks, and upon the second kick, he, quote unquote, heard some type of wheezing coming out of her. The fight, in all, he said, lasted less than a minute or so. Quote unquote, honestly, man, I became pretty frantic at that point. She's dead on the floor. We just had a fight. Obviously, I'm going to get blamed for this, and I've got a 7-year-old autistic child upstairs. Who's going to take care of her? Man, I tell you, talk about all the situations that came together for this HMT. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. You know I'm going with a 20 for this one. Why? Because he implemented, the hateful hands and the fatal feet. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 10 based on the reaction of everybody seeing that he was found not guilty of termination, but of manslaughter. And of course, for the brutality factor, you know I'm going to give him a 20 on that one. So Andre, Merciless McDonald gets a score of 60. Gentlemen, this is one of my longer HMT episodes. However, there is an extremely important point that women need to understand. When a man backs away from you, when a man retreats, when a man says he wants to walk away, let him! It's at that point he's deciding whether or not you've become the bane of his life. This woman had already went far beyond that. However, us military men, we're taught to de-escalate situations. Why? Because we know what we're capable of. This man said he retreated. She cursed him out in their native tongue, said some of the most despicable things about him and what he should do to his own mother, and yet he still tried to retreat. Honestly, at that point, I personally would understand why the jury found him guilty of the lesser charge of manslaughter. But, ladies, this whole idea of I'm going to get my point across, we all know what the very famous Sean Connery said when it comes to smacking women. You want to give them the last word, but they want to say it again. And if it merits it, I believe it's absolutely right. And I've not changed my opinion. Yes, ladies, a lot of you are just far too damn disrespectful, and you think you can just get away with it. However, like I said, not every man is going to take disrespect, especially of this magnitude, lying down. She did everything she could to push him over the edge. And guess what? When he finally reached that point of no return, Yeah, the fisticuffs ensued, and she ultimately lost the war. Well, I've rambled on long enough. I know this is a long HMT, but yeah, it is definitely worth it. Well, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women in marriages who think you have this, trust me, the power will go out. Feminism and the idea that you have ultimate protection for your bad behavior will go out right along with it. Because just like this man, there are far too many men who are being put into this situation every day. But guess what? There's going to be some men who decide to go the same route that this man did and decide, you know what? You've become the bane of my life. Now I'm going to take matters into my own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.